This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, January 3, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte has extended the ban on non-essential face-to-face events organized by the barangays, local and national government offices until September 12, 2022 to help slow down the COVID-19 transmission in the city. Duterte signed Executive Order No. 69, Series of 2021, otherwise known as an order extending until September 12, 2022, the regulations on all barangay, local and national government office events, including government-owned and controlled corporation events on December 28, 2021. The ban, according to her, has been extended until the end of the state calamity in the country on September 12, 2022, as stated in the Presidential Proclamation 1218, Series of 2021. EO 69 applies to all barangay, local and national government offices, agencies, and instrumentalities, including government-owned and controlled corporations. In Coronadal City, an umbrella of environmental groups in the country was appalled by the decision of Secretary Roy Simatu of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources reversing the ban on open-pit mining, a development described as, among others, a cruel holiday gift and a step backward in the wake of the devastation wreaked by Typhoon Odette. "This is a cruel Christmas gift from DENR and a truly ironic act of cowardice and betrayal from Secretary Simatu and President Duterte," the Alianza Tigil Mina or Alliance Against Mining or ATM said in a statement. The late Environment Secretary Gina Lopez, who died in 2019, imposed the ban on open-pit mining in 2017 due to the method's destructive nature and its potential to trigger disasters. Duterte had backed Lopez's order until this year when he issued Executive Order No. 130, which lifted the moratorium on mineral agreements. The local government code puts primacy on LGUs to safeguard their environment and the welfare of their constituents, as she asserted. Diocese of Marble Bishop Cirilo Casica said the local Catholic Church will continue to oppose the open-pit mining project in the municipality of Tampakan, South Cotabato, on concerns over the environment, food security, and human rights of indigenous peoples within the mining tenement. In business, the Department of Trade and Industry in Misamis Oriental, in coordination with the local government of Claveria, launched the One Town, One Product or OTOP Hub at Claveria's View Deck in Barangay Lanise. Almer R. Masiliones, DTI Miss or Provincial Director, said, despite the challenges brought by the COVID-19 pandemic, the national and local government unit, specifically Claveria Town, still managed to demonstrate the highest value of public service because the interest of the community prevails. The Claveria OTOP Hub will be a one-stop retail store for market-ready products catering to local buyers and tourists. It serves as a marketing vehicle and incubation platform in promoting and championing the OTOP products coming from Claveria and nearby municipalities and cities of Misamis Oriental, including Cagayan de Oro City. The products displayed in the OTOP Hub pass the minimum standards in labeling and packaging, good manufacturing practices, and enhanced product development set by DTI. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.